Mishnah Yomis for Sunday, the seventh day of Menachem Av, Tavshin Pei Dalad. Masechta Baba Kama, Perek Beis, Mishnah Gimel. Hakelev v'hagdi shekopts v'aresh agog. Dog or a goat that jumped from the top of a roof. The owners left them there on the roof, close to a chotzer of their neighbor. And now they jump into the chotzer, into the neighbor's yard, v'shibros ha-kelim, and broke the kelim there as they jumped on them. Says the Mishnah, Meshalim Nezek Shalim. The owner of the dog or the cow or goat will have to pay full damages. This comes under regel. It's damages that are caused by the feet or by the normal movement of an animal, b'pnei shehein mo'odin, because they are considered already natural for them to jump. It's their weight to jump, and if they're considered already warned, or the owners are considered already warned, and you pay full damages right up the front, like shen and regel, or in this case, like regel. Hakelev shenotol charora, a dog that took a cake that was baked on some hot coals, and there's a bit of the embers, or a bit of the coals still attached to the cake, and the dog takes that cake, v'holach, and he goes with it, elagodish, to a haystack. A haystack belonged to the Baal Chara, to the owner of the cake. Ochal Esa Charora, and this dog then eats the Charora, eats the cake, but in the course of doing so, Vehiklik Hidlik Esa Gadosh, he burns the haystack belonging to that person. He burns the haystack. And this is with the embers or with the coals that are there. Ala Charora Meshalim Nezek Shalom. For the cake, the owner of the dog will have to pay full damages. That's clearly a case of shen benishus anizik. It's a case of eating things from in the property that belongs to the nizik, the victim. And that's quite common. It's natural for a dog to take something sweet like a cake, even though it's still got a few coals attached to it. Vel hagodish misham chatzinizik. But for the actual haystack itself, the owner of the dog only pays half damages. It's like tsururis. It's like this indirect cause of damage. And that's how some learn chat. Others learn that the reason for half nezek is because it's quite unusual for a dog to cause a fire like that, and therefore it comes under the category of karen. It's unusual, it's out of the norm, and therefore that's karen always pays half damages when it's the first three times. The Gemara adds the following comment, that according to Rabbi Yochanan in our Mishnah, when we say that you pay for the goddess only half damages, that's talking about the rest of the haystack, not the place where the actual dog put it. In the place where the actual dog put the cake where the coals burned, on that part, the Baal HaKelev, the owner of the dog, will have to pay. On the place of the haystack where it actually put it there and burned through, full damages. It's only for the rest of the haystack that is chayav chatzi nezek, because that's called indirect, that's called tsururis, comes under the category of tsururis. Mishnah Dalet. Ezehu tam v'zehu mu'ed. What type of an ox, what type of a case is it that an ox is called a mu'ed as far as damages are concerned, and when does he come back to be a tam, after he's been a mu'ed, after the animal's been a mu'ed. Mu'ed, an ox that's considered warned, and the owners have to pay full damages from now on, kol she'idu bo shlosh yamim. Any ox or any case where the owners have been warned three times, and it was on three different occasions, not just three occasions, three different days. And after each goring, the owners were warned in front of a beis din, take care of the animal, it's a dangerous animal. Then, after three times, it's called a mu'ed. And from here onwards, if it goes and causes damage by aggressive behavior, by goring, the owners will be hard to pay full damages. However, if it gored three times on one day, even though the owners are warned after each goring, it will not be a mu'ed. It has to be days. But Tom, when does an animal come back to get its restored status to be a tam. That's an animal that was a mu'ud. This is when? This is Mishe Yachzor Bo Shlosha Yomim. If it now doesn't do its aggressive behavior after 3 days in a row where it saw oxen and didn't gore them. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Meir Amar, mu'ud Shehidu Bo Shlosha Pamim. What is a mu'ud? A mu'ud is one where they warned it, the owner 3 times, even on 1 day. The owners were warned after each negicha, after each goring. It took place on 1 day. Still, that's called a mu'ud, and the owners will be chayiv immediately the next time, nazik shalom, full damages. The tom, says Rav Meir, when does it become a tom again, if he was a mu'ud? Kol shihu hatinokes mamashbashin bo v'negach. According to Rav Meir, it's not good enough to be that it was calm in front of 3 days, or in kind of calm in front of 3 oxen, but that took place 3 times. No, it has to be more than that. It has to be that it's so tame that even kids can play with it and pat it, and it won't do any damage, it won't do any negicha.